In almost 8 years of jail ministry, I'm often asked, what kind of people do you meet in jail? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. My response is usually, I meet good people that have made some very bad choices. That's right. Most of the inmates I've worked with in jail are good people who have simply made some of the worst choices. They really lack the decision-making skills to make smart ones. Take this week, for example. We had three inmates who lost loved ones to drugs in the recent past. One woman told of how her boyfriend took his last breath in her arms. A second woman had lost an aunt to heroin, and a man had lost his wife to crystal meth. And all were in jail on their own drug charges. You would think that watching a boyfriend die in your arms or losing an aunt to drugs would cause you to examine your own life, your own addictions, and decide to get help. But no, the bad decisions just keep happening. And what I've witnessed is one bad decision usually leads to another, and the effects can be devastating. Those bad decisions land you in jail in the system. Like the lepers in Luke's gospel, you feel alone, ostracized, set apart from society, surrounded by others who have made similar bad decisions. Well, what can they do? In Luke's gospel, three things happened to the Samaritan. First, he recognized he had a problem and was helpless to solve it alone. He needed help from a higher power. He needed God's help. Second, he prayed for the assistance, Jesus, have pity on me. And the Lord cured him. Third, he offered thanks for the miracle he received. Unlike the other nine, he returned to Jesus and thanked him. He expressed gratitude. Can I ask you a question? What's your leprosy? I don't mean a skin disorder. I mean, what are the things that separate you from God and from others? For many of the inmates I see, it's heroin, meth, alcohol, crack cocaine, and pornography. Yours may not be drugs or alcohol, but we all have our own personal leprosy, the one sin, the one bad habit that keeps us from a relationship with our Lord. Once we realize that we can't handle it alone and need God's help, we need to call on Him for help through prayer. A simple morning prayer I suggest to addicts is, Lord, help me get through this day. A day without drugs or alcohol or pornography. And a simple evening prayer is, Lord, thank you for your help this day. One day at a time, one good decision at a time, we learn to become better decision makers. We never bat 1,000, but then Major League Baseball's batting champion doesn't either. He's just got a good batting average. And you can improve yours with prayer. Ultimately, our lives are the sum total of the choices we make. Let's prayerfully choose wisely. This is Tony Agnese.